They were in a service alley tucked between two dumpsters. Carl Reed, a beer can in his hand, kept watch. Larry Clay peeled the drunk Indian girl, tossing her clothes on the floor of the back seat, wedging himself between her legs. Reed slipped off his gun belt and dumped it on top of the car behind the light bar. The squad car's only radios were police banned, so Clay and Reed carried a transistor job that Reed had bought in a PX in Vietnam. Clay took it out, turned it on, and hunted for something decent. An all-news station was babbling about Robert Kennedy's challenging Lyndon Johnson. Clay kept turning and finally found a country station playing Ode to Billy Joe. "You about done?" he asked, as the Bobby Gentry song trickled out into the alley. When Reed finished, Clay was back in uniform. They took a few seconds to get some clothes on the girl. "Take her or leave her?" Reed asked. "Fuck it," Clay said. "Leave her." They were nothing but drunk Indian chicks. That's what everybody said. And that's why when a call went out, squad cars responded from all over Phoenix. "Drunk Indian chick needs a ride home. Anybody?" There was a traffic jam. A lot of them were fat. A lot of them were old. But some of them weren't. Lawrence Duberville Clay was the last son of a rich man. The other Clay boys went into the family business. Chemicals, plastics, aluminum. Larry came out of college and joined the Phoenix police force. His family, except for the old man who made all the money, was shocked. The old man said, "Let him go. Let's see what he does." In 1976, Lawrence Duberville Clay became the youngest chief in the department's history. He quit 5 years later to take an appointment as an assistant U.S. Attorney General in